All right, we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking today here with USD 383 school officials, Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Daryl Eady joining us via telephone. Of course, School Board has their meeting tonight, 6:30 p.m., and that is at the Robinson Education Center, and they're doing all their meetings right now via Zoom, and you can check those out on their Facebook page tonight, USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Facebook page. Before we continue on here, Daryl mentioned during the break, go ahead and talk about donations and grants here. And Daryl, I'll let you go ahead and start that.
Well, yeah, it's we're always glad to get donations, and even during these really tough times, and where they take special presents, I think, sometimes. And this time we got a $707.99 cash donation from the Manhattan Ogden Public School Foundation Command High School for debate supplies, and a $1,000 cash donation from Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation to Frank Bergman Elementary for Healthy Habits Program. So we get all the veggies and stuff in.
Very good. So that totals, what, about $1,707, huh?
$1,707.99.
Oh, very good. It's always neat to see those donations pour in, because you get those year-round, really, from all the entire community, and boy, what a great time for that.
Well, I think every year it equals about at least one full meal, sometimes a meal and a half, that we get, for donations. So just think about the tax savings and everything that comes through that, and just the fact that, that's just great, and we really appreciate everything the community does for us.
Very good. Well, bring Eric back in here. Eric, is there any comments you want to make about donations or grants, first of all?
Oh, just grateful. I'm just amazed by our community over and over again. And you see the Public Schools Foundation, and they've just been so supportive in so many ways to our district, doing those little extra things. So
all right.
I wish we could get a little more on the debate forensic side, because they kind of got their season cut short. The forensics ended anyway. So it was difficult to watch that come in, but they still have some expenses coming in.
Mm-hmm. Tough blow to them for sure. Let's talk a little bit about some other issues that will be discussed at the school board meeting tonight. I know a big concern has been making sure employees can collect their pay, and it does sound like that's going to continue. What is item 8.7 here, Eric, as far as the paid unused vacation leave?
Well, something we ran into with the coronavirus was the way our policies are set up, that 12-month staff have to use their vacation leave by December 31st, but they can extend that to May 1st for last year. So I'm talking about last year's vacation. And when the coronavirus came in and everything came up, a lot of people's vacations got cut short where they couldn't take them anymore. Or we needed them to work on those days. They had to come in on days they were scheduled off. They just weren't able to take that vacation time. So this is a method to try and keep them from burning those days, because after May 1st, those days get cut off.
And so
that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. So basically, they would get to carry it over, correct?
No, that we would pay it out, because we don't allow them to carry over any further.
I see. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
We're at the dead end of where we allow anybody to carry over anything to.
Mm-hmm.
Because we typically do not pay out for unused vacation.
And that a lot of that has to do probably because your budgets are set here all the way through the end of June.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay.
And, well, and always they'll say we encourage our people to take their vacation. They need to take that time. So that's one reason we don't pay that out on a normal circumstance. But this year, people weren't able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you notice, some of the people on the list are the ones who the last thing they think about is taking a vacation. And we kind of force them into it sometimes. And this time, they were taking their vacations the very last minute, and the coronavirus came in, and they were actually putting in probably twice as much time as normal. So, they deserve the extra pay to begin with, just because of all the extra time they put in. But they deserve to be paid for the vacation they weren't able to take because of COVID.
Right, and if I'm not mistaken, this a lot of those teachers, the employees will get their paychecks here this week, and this will be the first, I guess, paychecks since all this stuff went down. What can they expect here as far as the, you know, a lot of people haven't worked their normal hours.
Yeah, well, the teachers and anybody on a license that have a contract, it doesn't change anything at all. For classified, the plan we put together is we took the average amount of hours they worked over the last two pay periods and kind of applied that going forward to how many days they would have worked.
Okay, and that'll continue for the duration of the rest of the school year.
That continues the duration of the school year. So going into summer might change a little bit because summer changes everybody's hours. That's where your question about summer school kind of comes in, because we haven't committed anything to summer school or summer projects or summer programs. They could change some things, but through the end of the school year, everybody's supposed to be paid out to the amount that they would have worked.
Gotcha. Other items on new business here tonight, Eric, did you want to discuss here?
Yeah, you know, there's a big one with the textbook adoption. Mm-hmm. So we have a elementary math curriculum adoption. That's a pretty big purchase for our district to change over math programs, and also secondary social studies textbooks. So we've got two big purchase items there. The Adult Learning Center, which we transitioned to MATC a couple of years back, is going to come and give a report kind of on how that's going since that transition happened. And then we just have some normal purchases, normal bids on stadium doors and windows out at Bishop Stadium for the press box. Gym flooring repair that was a insurance deal where we had some water come into the south gym and basically ruined part of the floor, so we've got to replace that floor in there. So that's all done through insurance. And then administrative contracts are also up as well this year.
Very good. Daryl, anything you wanted to comment there?
Well, we also have two written reports coming in tonight that I'm sure most of the board will be interested in. That's the Bully Prevention Annual Report and the Special Education Gifted Ed Program Annual Report. Those will be ones that I'm sure there'll be a few questions on, you know, just because they're items that we really want to promote and really want to see how they're doing and make sure that we're staying on track with everything. Anytime we deal with bully prevention right now, it's probably not a huge deal. We won't have the kids together, but when they come back, it will be. And, of course, all the special education, and especially right now with everything separated out, and there's a piece in there about the Medicaid reimbursement and stuff like that. Those are big items that we'll be talking about.
Well, yeah, bullying may not be a huge issue right now, but one thing I know just from experience with my daughter who's in school is just kind of lacking that social interaction with some of the kids. Is there any resources available for students that, you know, maybe with counselors or anything during this time period that they can still interact with them or talk to anybody if they're having any issues?
Yes. Anybody that's in that situation, I would encourage them to contact their building and make that request. And we part of our plan is we're checking in periodically with the families to see if they need anything along the way, and that's something that can be requested at that time as well.
All right, that's a huge loss, and it's not just here; it's everywhere where schools aren't happening. Just missing that social interaction with other students, and I know that teachers are having those Zoom classes and the students are getting together, but it's, let's face it, it's not the same.
It's not.
No, it's not. And we are starting to miss the interactions. Like, you know, you can kind of tell it out there. So.
Yeah,
it's really an important part of what we do, and it's one of those things that people don't realize until it's gone.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Well, we're going to keep trucking along and keep getting through this. Just kind of looking ahead, I'm going to give a quick little tease for next month. Looks like you will at some point have to start discussing the budget, Eric, and that will begin starting on the May 6th meeting.
Yeah, well, hopefully. Hopefully we can start looking at the budget. So we've got some questions coming in as far as what this whole coronavirus going to do to state revenues. And so I think that could throw a monkey wrench into some of our planning. You know, are we going to be able to get the money that we're supposed to under the statute? So I think there's some questions still up in the air. So it's going to be a difficult year to budget. Something else I wanted to mention tonight, Brandon, we're doing our enrollment analysis with RSP, which leads into part of our redistricting discussions that are also happening at the next meeting as well. So we're working on that, and we've actually got a survey out right now to our parents, families, and community that if you haven't taken that survey on redistricting, we'd encourage you to go to our website, find the link for that, and fill it out for us, too. We've had over 2,000 responses so far, which is a really good response for us.
Yeah, that's great. I think I saw that come in my mail just the other day, so yeah, I think we filled that out as well. So
very good. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And the school board meets tonight, 6:30 p.m. at the Robinson Education Center, and they're broadcasting those meetings via Zoom on their Facebook page, the USD 383 Facebook page. Anything else before we go?
No, it's been an interesting year, and I'm sure that with some of the things we've heard, it's maybe some lessons learned.
Yeah, absolutely. Eric, anything else?
That's definitely the truth. You learn every day in this business, so... Hang with us and keep being flexible. You know, as Carla said, you know, you hand out the grace like it's candy. And I think people have been doing that very well all the way across the system. So we appreciate it.
All right. We sure appreciate talking with you guys. Thanks so much. And good luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks. We'll talk to you later, Brandon.
All right. Again, Daryl Eady and Eric Reed joining us here, USD 383. Stay tuned. We'll continue in focus after this.